Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So today was Tavern Chat. If you don't know, there are two regular weekly hangouts over on the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server. On Tuesday nights, it is Frog Chat from about 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, we have Tavern Chat. And tonight was great. We had myself, Bill Webb from Frog Out Games was in last night on Frog Out Chat, hanging out tonight on Tavern Chat. Bad Mike from North Texas and Frog Out Games. And just a room full of people. Great conversation. Glenn Hallstrom, just good time. But we wound up talking about 5e. And I said something that offended somebody. I called 5e a Care Bear game. Basically, the Care Bear edition for Dungeons & Dragons. This is my personal opinion. And I was trying to be a little, you know, lighthearted and tweaky. You know, I was like, look at me being a smartass. And somebody took personal offense to it. Like, what do you mean by Care Bear? Well, why mean? And I explained, well, I mean, it's the Care Bear edition because 5e has your long rest and your short rest and multiple rolls to even see if you die. So there's a lot of healing. There's a lot of spells coming back. And it's hard to actually kill somebody. And in old school gaming, characters get killed. I said players earlier during the chat. And we don't like to actually kill our players because then, first off, you'll have an empty table. And it's messy. But also, I think it's kind of against the law and morally wrong. So we'll just throw that out there. Yes, again, I'm trying to be a little facetious, snappy, crappy. But that was my explanation as to why I called it a Care Bear system. And then somebody, the response was, well, but what if you really don't want the characters to die unless it's part of the story? I mean, if they should have bad things happen to them, but they shouldn't necessarily die because there's the story that has to be told. And in my mind, that's the disconnect between old school and new school. And this is generalization, and this is me talking out of my ass. So if you disagree with what comes out of my ass, feel free to leave a message. Okay? But in old school gaming, the story is created, because especially old school adventures weren't very detailed. The story is created by the group, by the interaction of the players with the dice adding a random element to it. And yes, bad luck can kill your character. Suck it up, buttercup. Roll a new PC. Right? I mean, that's old school gaming pretty much in a nutshell. I know we could talk about, well, what you have sandbox campaigns or hex crawls, and whatever. But what it comes down to, in my mind, is that the story, whatever story is there because of the adventure or the setting of the world, takes second place to the player character's actions, good, bad, you know, death, success, TPK. That's the actual element of the story that's exciting and created in common. And we didn't call it a story when I was younger, but today we are. We're telling a story because we would tell stories about your adventures, right? When your player characters have this huge ass battle, and those dice are out in the open, and their backs are up against the wall, and they pull that shit out, those are the stories that we, as youngsters and probably still as adults, like to tell other gamers, oh, you know, 3 weeks ago, in our game group, this is what we fought, the dragon, and we actually got the dragon to retreat. We lost one PC, two henchmen, and all our hirelings, but we drove it off, and we got the treasure, and awesome, right? Because you're playing without a safety net. So this shit actually has meaning. Before anybody takes offense, if you think this is aimed at you, it isn't. But with 5e, with I'm saying 5e doesn't necessarily have to play out this way. And obviously, old school gaming, the rules, people can change it however they want. And I know DMs that have fudged roles so players wouldn't die, or fudged roles so the players would die. That's what it is. But on the flip side of this coin is where the player's actions really don't impact the story, right? The story has a path, and it's going to go there no matter what. It's like that old time travel, and time is a stream, right? And we say, oh, if we go back in time and we kill Hitler, we could, as a youth, we could stop World War II. And old school gaming says, yes, if you went back in time and you killed Hitler, you've changed the direction of World War II. And the storyteller, or people who put the story first, are going to say, you go back in time and you kill Hitler, somebody else will take Hitler's spot. Your actions don't matter. When you say that what you want out of a game is for the story to progress, and I'm not talking about the GM, and I'm not talking about the players. Perspective doesn't matter. But if you are expecting a story where your avatar, your character, is never truly at risk, then is there any risk at all? Right? You're not at risk. If your character can't die and you know you're going to go from the beginning of the campaign to the end of the campaign without fear of character death, you know, and remember, but what does character death mean? You roll up a new character, right? You're not out of the game. Your dreams of, you know, making it to level 20 and the growth maybe you foresaw of this character will change as you play something different, but that doesn't change the fact that the game hasn't stopped, right? But if you don't have to fear that, if you know that you don't have to play to the best of your abilities, you just have to play good enough to get along, then to me, I don't see the enjoyment. Others may. Others may see that enjoyment in that. I'm not one to say, you know, bad, wrong, fun. But I am going to say it's not a style where I personally would have fun. I'm not saying don't go out there and play games where your characters will never die. I personally don't see the challenge in that. Right? That's like saying, I'm going to play, I don't know, checkers. Sorry. These games have, you know, checkers has some skills. Sorry has no skill. But I know I'm always going to win. If you're always going to win, what is the point of the game? Maybe it's a generational issue. Maybe I'm overlooking that. There's a change in the way a lot of schools run their sports. When I was a kid, you know, the top three teams in the, you know, the 8-team softball league at school got trophies. Everybody else got a certificate. Thank you for playing. Now everybody gets a trophy. Nobody gets an award for being in first or best or last. So there's no push to Excel. Again, talking out of my ass. Everybody has an ass to talk out of. I talk out of mine. So I don't know. I character agency to me requires that there be risk. If you get a reward without risk, is it earned? I don't know. I guess I've never been too attached to a story in a campaign. I've played some great campaigns. I've run some campaigns. I had an idea where it would go in the end, but it was never set in stone because I always figured my players will carve their own path. But if my players can't die, if their player characters, if their in-game avatars can't die, then really, it's not going to change it's not going to change, what's the word I'm looking for here? If they can't die, they really can't change the way the story flows, right? Because character death is part of the story. It's heroism. It's heroic. Being heroic isn't being successful. It's being successful with the risk of character death. You know, if you're going to, the Horde is attacking and your character goes, I'm going to hold them back at the pass. As you all, rest of the party runs, I'm going to make it, then you're being heroic, right? And if you have no chance of suffering permanent character death, then are you really being heroic? Is your character really doing something of any importance? If any import? No. My opinion. All right. I had a lot to think about. Again, and it doesn't mean I have opinions of any players or people's play styles. If it's fun for you, it's fun for you. And it's fun for your party, that's great. But I personally don't see the amount of enjoyment one can get from such. But, you know, fun is always a matter of perspective anyway, right? Some people enjoy playing 4E. My God, how'd that happen? So, all right, folks. If you wish to abuse me, you can do so in the usual manner, which is leaving a voicemail through the Anchor app. But if you feel the need for speed. No, if you feel the need to leave a voicemail in a more traditional manner, like, well, I guess a cell phone or a home line, you can leave me a message at 347-509-5168. That's our Google voicemail line. 347-509-5168. Give me your thoughts on this. Why not? All right, folks, on that note, as always, thank you. Thank you to people on the Discord server, the great community over there, the Facebook community, the MeWe community, those that post on comments on the blog, those that leave voicemails here. Those that give me reviews on Apple Podcasts. Two thumbs up, right? All right, folks, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow.